Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Representative Christine Watkins, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Utah State Legislature session. That's going to get started on the 21st of January. Representative Watkins, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you for taking the time to come talk to us.
My pleasure.
So I think a good starting point for our conversation today would be to talk about the committees you're on, because you're on quite a few. We were talking about it beforehand, but you're on the Natural Resources, Agriculture, Environment Committee, the Public Utilities, Energy and Technology Committee, and then the Economic and Community Development Appropriations Subcommittee, where you are the chair. So you really have a loaded slate when it comes to committees.
Yes, and I've always been on the Natural Resources. As long as I've been in the legislature, I've always been on that one. That's an important one. This year, I was put on public utilities. That's new to me, but I've been working with a legislative subcommittee about energy in the state of Utah. And in fact, our last meeting for that committee is next week. It's not an official committee. It's just those of us that were interested. And so I ended up with public utilities, of course. That really does affect us down here. So that one's a good one. And then the my economic development one is, it's sort of the same committee, but they've changed the entities that we will be over, and they've actually changed the name because it was called Beetle Business Economic Development and Labor, and now it has a whole different name. But it's basically the same. So I'm really excited to be able to stay chair of that committee.
I think it's good to have a rural voice on that, because I feel like a lot of the times rural areas kind of get left behind by Wasatch Front legislators. They kind of focus on their neck of the woods. And so it's nice having someone with experience like you have, starting back in 2017 with the legislature, being able to bring that experience and represent rural Utah. And that kind of leads into my next question. Going into the session, do you have any goals for yourself or any bills you want to particularly focus on?
Well, I think I have some good bills. The problem with some of them is that there just won't be many. We know we're kind of supposedly starting out in the hole, even for this last year. And so we'll see what we do there. But, there's always some money, but we are just not going to have the money we need. So one of mine, because a lot of people know I work in the DCFS area, is, and after the tragic summer we had with kids, one of my bills will allow DCFS and the police to decide when they need to get a warrant to go into a home. This is only if a family doesn't answer the door, doesn't answer the phone, and they can't get eyes on kids. So that, I'm not anticipating any problems with that one. And so that one's going to be an important one. Another one is when we have families that DCFS takes their kids away from them. What they do is if they meet a certain income threshold, and it's pretty low, they charge them child support. And so here we are trying to get a family to get their act together and do what they need to get their kids back, because it's cheaper for them family to have the kids and do be good, strong families in the community. We hit them up with child support, and a lot of times they just can't do it. And so it hangs over their heads. So I want to do away with that. DCFS is supporting that. And this is only if DCFS has your kids, not divorce and all that kind of stuff.
I really like that, because like you mentioned, it was a really tragic summer.
Yes.
In terms of child care. You had stories from all around the state where the DCFS, they just had their hands tied by different guidelines. They had to follow some red tape they had to try and deal with. So I really like the approach you're taking with that bill, you know, kind of a last resort, but it gives them the option to intervene in a situation.
Yes.
Like that.
And I hope it's not a last resort. We didn't put a time limit on it. We didn't say, oh, you try for a week or you try for 2 weeks. We hope that they use their common sense, and when they can't get eyes on those kids and it looks like they're just not going to, then they can go get a warrant and do what they need to do.
And one thing that's kind of been making the rounds in the news and amongst the legislature is talks of higher education all around the state. You're hearing different representatives kind of all share the same vision that we're kind of overspending in that is kind of the feeling that I'm getting from a lot of the comments. So let's talk about that for a second.
Well, when we talk about it, and this, very specifically the speaker and a few others, what they feel and what they see is there's a lot of money being spent on programs that are not great for a return on investment. So there is a great interest in our technology schools. And a lot of people want to be able to take some money from higher ed, put more of that into the technical schools, and maybe, I don't know how to say this, maybe take some courses out of higher ed because they're just fluff. And I will say that. I have a college education, and there were classes that I took that I have never felt like I used in my life. And I'm like, really? I mean, I felt that way when I took them. But sometimes you evolve and you say, oh, yeah, well, that was a good class. I did learn. There are some that I'm like, they were a waste of time, and they need to be gone. So hold on that one. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that one's still up in the air, yes. Still in early talks for
yes,
it.
Yes.
But yeah, I do kind of like the talking point you had there, though, of focusing more on technical schools, you know, because around here in rural areas, you have colleges like USU Eastern. They have a top-tier welding program, lots of good technical programs like that. I think a lot of people really have shown interest, especially in more recent years, of getting into fields like that. So I think more funding for these tech schools would be pretty ideal.
And USU needs more. And we've got other tech schools, that's their whole focus, that are doing well, but they are overwhelmed with students, so they need more funding.
And we were talking about this a little bit beforehand, but one of the biggest challenges that you guys are probably going to face coming into this session is 18 new state legislators coming in after this most recent election and a recent retirement in the legislature. So you have a lot of new faces you're going to have to meet.
Yes, and I haven't met all of them. Of course, one will be elected on the, I think it's the 11th that they're going to be electing that person, because that was a recent resignation. And we have them on both sides of the aisle, but most of them are on the Republican side. And I haven't even seen all of them, let alone know their names. So I feel like I'm going to end up with a whole class full of kids that I don't know their names. And so, and it will change the face of the legislature. Even though we're still a super majority, we have a lot of diversity coming in, and that truly represents the urban areas. And so it's going to be a unique session.
Now, Representative Watkins, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I will just tell you, they talk about all the things that we're going to do. I just tell people, hold on, because we never know exactly what we're going to do until we get up there and do it. And things can drop off the table, and other things can be put on. So just hold on. I'll try and keep you informed.
Well, Representative Watkins, we know you do a great job of that. So thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Representative Christine Watkins, and she was giving us a little preview of the upcoming state legislature session, which is going to start on the 21st of January. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.